You're a pastor, you're an artist, you've got a family.
Well, prayerfully, carefully, and strategically. The strategy is make sure that you make the main thing the main thing, prioritize it and put things in perspective, which means that, you know, there's some opportunities that I have to walk away from. Some of them could be very financially lucrative or, you know, have amassed a great deal of popularity. But I have to be disciplined enough to walk away and say, okay, I got to keep the main things the main thing. For example, I'm very adamant about guarding my Sundays. Sunday is you know, is sacred to me in my schedule and my life. So I'm real adamant, and even if that means sometimes I catch the red eye, jump off a plane and go and make sure that I better cover my family on Sunday morning. You know, my church family, that is. And then of course, you know, the priority for me in life has always been my family, my little family, my kids, my wife, and so. Nothing takes precedent over them. However, they love me and are loving enough of what I do and the passion for what I do and even the purpose that I have in my life, that they work with me and they're supportive and, you know, they hold it down. They literally keep it going and keep it together. So the key to balance is great teams in all fronts. In my record label, I own a label, Trey Miles Music. The last 7 years, my music has come out on my own label, this one included. I'm in joint venture with Motown Gospel, but it is my life. So that in itself has a demand on it, but I have a great team. They manage the same thing as my executive staff, holds that, I'm keeping together, they make sure that I'm productive. And my assistant is amazing. She juggles about five different worlds of mine, and she does it masterfully and seamlessly. So I couldn't do it, I don't take credit for it, to work for a great team at home, great team at each one of the jobs or happens that I'm with.
How about Monday morning mass?
Everybody, everyone needs a reminder, an encouragement, inspiration, a pick-me-up, sometimes even correction, you know, something that'll get us back on track and make us remember what our priorities are. And so that's what Monday morning manna is. I don't want to do a devotional like most people do devotionals. We can find a billion and one different kinds of devotionals now. Something that was relative and relevant, that had relativity to what we deal with on a day-to-day basis, and it easily is attainable and palatable. You can see it instantly. And so I did a little dramatic skit. I mean, they're only a minute and a half long, the skit portion is, and, you know, it just really puts me in, me personally, in some real-life situations. And I know you can go to the front of it, but also ties it up with a nice bow on the end, giving you the word of God relative to that situation and how best to manage that situation and get through it. And then on the other side of it, you know, it wouldn't be smoking awful if I didn't attach music to the ministry. For the other minute and a half of this little previous segment, you get me just doing a worship or song for my CD, and or sometimes even not, sometimes him, sometimes other people's songs, but you get worship and the word all wrapped in one. But at 3 minutes, it was just enough for you to have your Monday morning experience and hopefully carry you through the week. Now, of course, you know, that'll be accessible via smokinghorful.com, and they keep up with me at Smoking Awful. I'll make sure that they have access to it on a smaller basis. So you can get your Monday morning now.
Smoking Awful is our guest. Smokey, you're dropping the effort when?
August the 5th. And Monday Morning Manna actually launches August the 1st. I actually even have some guest pastors that are going to be joining me, like Paula White and, you know, some other very prominent names in the Christian community. So it won't just be me always, but I think it's going to be a well-rounded look for everybody.
Fans want to reach out to you. Where can they reach out to you?
SmokeyAwful.com. Everything. That's everything Smoking Awful. They can go to @SmokeyAwful on Twitter, Smoking Awful on Instagram, @SmokeyAwful on Instagram, official Smoking Awful on Facebook, and then my church's website is getthefree.org.
I guess it looks like we've covered everything.
Oh, well, you know what? I didn't talk about worship and a word. Next 6 months or so, really next 3 months, I'm going to be taking dates around the country doing worship and a word. People are always asking, you know, how do I make the difference between the two, or balance the two, or, you know, they make a differentiation between the two, but I think they're all me, and they're all an extension of my giftings and what I've been able to do. So what I'm going to be doing is marrying the two, not just in Monday Morning Manna, for that brief snippet, but I'm going to be traveling around the country doing about a 30, 35 minute set of music probably even some of the new songs, and then also just doing a short word, a sermon, you know, that will tie into the musical selection. So that we call that and a word. It's not something that I've done it. Besides, we even had a CD series that was put out called Worship and a Word, and it included music and then a sermon for my Sunday morning. So I'm looking forward to do that. And of course, they go live at the church. They can get Worship and a Word every Sunday because we're straight.
It's our guest, Smokey Northall, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.